Well, we move into a whole new world now, a modern era of Christmas, with Christmas trees and holly wreaths and Yule logs, all of which are imported, all with a European stroke, American influence. The Christmas tree is only around about 100 years, but of course it has sparked a huge industry, both in the growing of the Christmas tree and, of course, in the decorating of the Christmas tree.
And would you, I mean, from a conservation point of view or a sustainable point of view, would you see it as a good thing?
It's not a problem because they're grown in farms specifically. It's like growing potatoes. So it's not a big deal. And they are, in the cities here, there's a recycling process. But I do see a problem is with holly, where people actually go out and take away a whole tree. Holly is a very slow-going tree. It doesn't have to be in a great hurry because it lives for 250 to 300 years. Taking a sprig off it with a secateurs here and there is going to do no harm to it. But cutting it to the ground is just shocking. And people should really, I'd ask people at Christmas, if they're buying holly in the shop, to find out where it came from.
Mm.
And is it from a sustainable source? Now, the holly wreath.
So Christmas trees are okay, Christmas but holly you have to watch out
for. Holly you have to watch for because it's a native tree. And I fear that we are heading in the direction of having to, in my life, to having to farm holly in farms with security like we have with Christmas trees. But the holly wreaths are more or less, almost a late 20th century arrival. I think that, we said them on Christmas cards and somebody just said, well, this is a great idea, so let's... I think holly wreaths would be sort of a 20-year type of an idea. And again, the Yule log is something that you see in Christmas cards as well. And these whole customs, they creep in very quickly, And
they become, the Christmas tree became very popular very quickly, didn't it?
Yeah. And it's really in the last 20 years that everybody seems to want Christmas tree.
Yeah. But that must say something too about people's desire for nature.
There's also non-nature things happening. I mean, how many people have Santa Claus up their chimney?
Yeah.
You see, so, but yes, back to, yeah. I think that people like to have the real Christmas tree. But these whole customs come in so quickly, and then we have this idea that grows up that is all associated with Christ and the blood, some other thing will happen. I mean, there you have Santa going up the chimney and down the chimney on ladders. So who knows what's next? But obviously the demand for people to use real Christmas tree and to demand real holly does show some yearning in people to have that freshness and to bring in some piece of nature. But it's very little. You find that it's more plastic. Christmas is more plastic than real.
Yeah. And what would be your advice for people then? I mean, how would you make your Christmas more natural or more real?
Well, I think that a natural Christmas tree is something that, it's grown sustainably. If it's cut down, it's going to be replanted. And then when you're finished with it, you take it to the recycling and it goes into compost. So you're doing no harm. You have to be careful then with holly to make sure you know where it came from. And the one.
What about mistletoe?
We almost forgot about that. But it's not native, and it really has never. People have managed to make plastic mistletoe, so the idea of buying real mistletoe it's never really caught on here. It's more British
or American, really, isn't it? Yeah.
And it really hasn't been a big part of Christmas yet, but who knows?
We might take to it yet.
Indeed,
So your advice for what people could do, that they watch for the holly tree, watch for the... But even in terms of...
Get their cards recycled.
Get their cards recycled, of course, that's another big one.
Yeah, a huge amount of paper.
But is it okay to send Christmas cards? I mean, should we send e-cards or...
But I think that it's probably for some people who are lonely... from some people, it's the only contact they have from people during the year. And I think Christmas should be about people and about family. And I think if we destroy the last bit of connection we have with people, especially the old, it's grand for younger people to email Happy Christmas. But there are people who wait for a Christmas card, who wait for a letter from friends once a year. So I don't want to be a killjoy and say you shouldn't. I think that the cards are recycled afterwards. It's nice.